This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Latigo property at 12th and Yampa Streets in Steamboat Springs has received final approval to proceed from Steamboat Springs City Council. The vote was 4-1 in favor Tuesday night. Councilor Amy Dixon voted against the project. Councilors Augusta and Swintek were not at the meeting. Colin Kelly is managing partner.
Well, we're obviously ecstatic, and we just look forward to bringing the product to market sometime in 2028.
This is at the corner where Orange Peel Bikes and Double Z Restaurant used to be. The property is zoned commercial with three stories and mixed use. It's scheduled to have 8 residences, a restaurant, and downtown parking spaces. Kelly says construction is planned to begin in the fall. School's out for the summer and kids will be out and about more now. AAA is launching an e-ride ready campaign to help parents know about the risk of kids on e-bikes and e-scooters. Here's Skylar McKinley with AAA.
Kids across Route Moffat counties are out for the summer and they're coming out of school at the same time. We've seen this huge emergence in the popularity of e-bikes and e-scooters. They really fundamentally give kids a lot more freedom, but parents should be aware that these e-bikes and e-scooters are fundamentally different than bicycles. Because they can achieve higher speed, there's some specific safety considerations parents need to know about, one, before they get their kids an e-bike, and two, before they let their kids go out regularly with this new technology.
AAA has released a new e-ride safety guide. It's on our website. It includes rules and suggestions like always wearing a helmet, who's allowed to ride on an e-bike, don't use your phone or earbuds when you're on the bike, don't ride at night without lights, and no passengers. The HVAC system is being upgraded this week at Bud Werner Memorial Library. It could affect hot water and interior temperatures in the local library. Also at the library, the new teen and tweens only area is open. The 37th Annual Youth Education Scholarship Golf Tournament is today to support local student scholarships. It's at Rolling Stone Ranch Golf Club, organized by the Steamboat Springs Chamber and the Young Professional Network. The tournament awards 6 graduating high school seniors with $2,000 scholarships each. The Homemade Homegrown in downtown Craig is next month. It's July 11th, and it's a homebrew competition and craft brew tasting. Northwest Colorado's only beer fest. Vendors and homebrewers who would like to have a booth at the event can apply now through Chaos Creations. That's in downtown Craig. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.